Left off discussing the Machlokas, Ksos and Nesivos, and Siman Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah tells us in Afsamach Beis that Eino Gonav Achar Ganav Mishalem Tashlumei Kefel, based on the pasuk of Vagunav Mibeis Ha'ish. The Gemara tells us in Afsamach Testament Beis that obviously you don't pay the Kefel Ganav Harishon, because after all, the Gneva was from the Beis HaGanav, not from the Baal HaChefetz, and therefore, certainly there can be no Chiyuv Kefel in that instance. Is this merely a Gzeiras HaKosov when it comes to Kefil, or is it telling us something which is more fundamental? So the Ksos writes the following Chiddush, that the fact that one is Potem and a Kefil is not just simply a detail within Tashlume Kefil, but rather the reason is the following. The definition of Gneva and Gzeila is one who is Motzi the Chefetz Mershus HaBailin. And in such a case, since this is Gonim Achar HaGanev, who is already taken from Beis HaIsh, in some instance, there is no din geneva at all. Not only is it a p'tur kefel, but is a p'tur keren, and furthermore, the Ksos writes that there is no iser, geneva or gzela in that case at all, unless the person is motzi the chefetz mirshus habalim, a very great chiddush in that instance. If that is the case, then obviously the ganav hasheni cannot be chayiv in those cases at all. If in fact the chefetz somehow will be lost, or it's var memeila from that ganav hasheni, in such a case there will be no chiyuv whatsoever. If that is true, how come the Gemara does tell us in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that sometimes one can in fact be gove from the ganav hasheni as well? Then ratzim yizeh gove, the chiddush of Rav Chista. So Ksos writes the following: that certainly is not the din ganav. That second individual who sees the chefetz does not have a din ganav for gazlan at all, but rather that is considered to be midin mazik. And that is only if that second individual destroys the chefetz, as the case in the Gemara, uva acher va'ochlo. In such an instance, only then do we assume that ratzim yizegove. If in fact it would be itvar memela, that certainly would not be the case. And the Ksos writes that that is the thrust of our sugya as well. If you have an instance where a person would go ahead and steal, he has to pay kashas hagneva. If it's itvar memela, in such a case the chiyuv is only b'toras ganav, and therefore the tashlumin is based on the original shas hagneva. If, however, tavir b'shasi, in such a case, then he pays at that time, in a case of yukra, that now it's worth four, as opposed to earlier it was worth one. Why is that true? That's comparable to the sugyan of Kuf Yud Aleph. That is not midin ganav, but rather that is considered to be, again, midin mazik. So again, the chiddush of the Ksos and his entire assumption is this halacha of Agunav Beis HaIsh is not a detail within Kefil, but it defines a maisa gneva, a maisa gzela, hotzas hachefetz mirshus habagun. We pointed out that there are many Rishonim and Achronim that maintain that certainly is not the case at all. That Megunav Beis HaIsh is only a Ptur Kefel, it is not the Ptur Keren. And that would indicate that there is a Maisa Gneva even in such instances as well. This is what the Tosafot Rid writes explicitly in the very beginning of Agoza Machil and of Kuf Yud Aleph Mudeis. And we pointed out the Diuk in the Rambam, because this pasuk of Megunav Beis HaIsh is not only coming to tell us this case of Gonav Achar HaGanav, but that also was used by our sugya in terms of cases of Gzeilas Hekdesh. That if a person is Gonav min HaHekdesh, he is Potter min HaKefil. On what basis? Megunav mi Beis HaIsh. So he pointed out the Machlokas Rishonim, that sugya dav Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Rashi, the Raifid, the Rambam, is that really a Ptur Kefil? Or do we assume that one in fact is Potter v'Gamrei? The Rambam writes in Beis Aleph of Gneva, in such a case it's only Ptur Kefil. So you see, even in cases where the Gneva is not Mibeis HaIsh, one is not Chayiv Kefil, but one is Chayiv Poshav Shah Keren B'Toras Ganav. If that is true, then this Chiddush of the Ksos would in fact be very difficult to leave with the Rambam, because after all, the very same Pasuk that tells us the Chiddush of Gonav Min HaGanav also applies to Gonav Min HaHekdesh. The Tzara Shavah Shavahem is in both instances one is not taking from the Beis HaIsh. But if the Rambam is explicit that in the case of Hekdesh when it's Chayiv Keren, l'chor one would assume that the same thing applies in this case as well. Unless one could entertain the possibilities that we discussed earlier, that maybe the Chiyuv is not mitin Gneva, maybe there's another Machayiv, for example, b'Torah Semi'ila, maybe that's one would be Chayiv Keren, but not simply as a Chiyuv Gneva, but Poshav Shat in the Rambam, even in cases where we don't discuss the Pasuk of Laguna Be'Saish, nonetheless, there is a chiyuv of Karen. The Nesiva certainly disagrees and maintains this is not the case, but Gura Meisayish tells us that there's no halach of kefel, but nonetheless, of course, one is chayiv b'toras ganav. How, in fact, can that be that there's a chiyuv ganav? The chayfetz is already out of the reshusa of the regional bailin. That breaks down into two halachas we discussed earlier. Whenever one discusses bailus, you always have to recognize that there are two halachas. There is shalom and reshusa. The sugya daf samatesim adveiz. If a person is motzi the chayfetz reshusa bailin, nonetheless, it is still shalom of the bala chayfetz. But the terminology of the Gemara is it's eno b'shuso. What happens in a case of tav roshasya, where a person destroys the chayfetz is no longer ve'en, or even if you don't completely destroy, but you're kona b'shinui, in which case the chovas hashava is paka, that is because even as far as the shalom is concerned, that is no longer considered to be that of the bala chayfetz. So now one could argue as follows, that one could envision a chiyuv gneva even after a single maisa gneva already occurred. The first maisa gzela simply was motziit mirshus balachefetz. However, al yedei shinikona, al yedei tav roshasya, in such an instance then it is eno shalal, that's how one could envision that one would certainly be chayiv the Torah's gneva, because certainly Ahani Masa, that's what the Gemara means according to Sivas of Shana Bechet, that the Shinui Kona is considered to be an extension of the original act of the Gneva of the Gzela. Now it is Motzi Mirshus Habaylim Lagamre. The Nesivas happens to agree with the Ksos. One could disagree, but the Nesivas happens to agree that in a case of Itvar Memela, you're right, there would be no Chiyu, because what did that second Ganav accomplish? He wasn't Motzi the Chayfet Mirashus Bal HaChayfet, because that was accomplished all day Ganav HaRishon. And he didn't do anything that you could label it as a Maisa Gneva that is no longer Shalom. Here, if the Chayfetz was lost or is from a Mela, in such an instance, so how is it that the Ganav HaSheni furthered and was Mafkia any Sus of the Bal HaChayfet? And therefore the Nesivas happens to agree in those cases that there wouldn't be an independent chiyuv incumbent upon the second individual, but when there is, certainly the chiyuv is b'toras ganav, it is not b'toras mazik. But that's a fundamental machlokes ksos the Nesivas. We pointed out that Mimosha has a lengthy piece, if you can, to go through, Siman Lamed Beis, it's broken down into 50 sifrim, that piece of the Mimosha discussing this machlokes between the Ksos and the Nesivas, and he points out that if you look in the Tosus and Dav Kufir Aleph Mabeis, the Ramaskul Gozal, he writes it would seem to indicate the Chiddush as the Ksos writes. Because Tosus writes that when do we assume that Gozal lo nis yashu habalim, then ratzim yizegova, that, as Tosus points out, Boshav Shat in the Gemara, is only if lo nis yashu habalim. If there was Yeush, then that would not be true. You can only be Gova from the Rishon, you cannot be Gova from the Sheni. So the Ramosha writes the following. I understand if the Yeush occurred when the Chayfetz was still Vershus, Ganav HaRishon. But if the Yeush occurred already after it entered the Rishus of the Ganav Sheni, so in such a case, why is it so obvious that you can't be Gona from the Ganav HaSheni? Why is that so clear? It was clearly Aser Rishusei B'Isura. When it entered his Rishus, it was Kodem Yeush, not Lachar Yeush. But if Yeush subsequently occurs, then Rav Chisda says you can only be Gova from the Ganav Rishon, not the Ganav Sheni. Why, in fact, is this the case? So he points out the following. If you will argue that this is not a Maisa Gneva at all, then you understand the only recourse to be Gova from the Ganav Sheni is B'Toras Mazik. You cannot go ahead and be Mechayiv and B'Toras Mazik because it entered his Rishus, La'achar Yeush. The only time you can create the Chiyuv B'Toras Mazik is if he does something to destroy the Chayfet. For example, Ba'acher Ba'achalo. But if, for example, Yeush already occurred, he wouldn't be Chayiv B'Toras Mazik. And therefore, you understand, he's only going from the first. If one would argue that there's a chiyuv b'toras ganav, even on what we call the ganav hasheni, in such a case, couldn't one argue the fact that it was isura asu liyadei, kodem yeyush, maybe that itself would create the possibility of schusei gviya? One, in fact, could argue, according to the Nesivis, no, perhaps not. Because according to the Nesivis, it's only considered to be an Isra of Gezel or a Maisa Gzela if Shana Bechet, that the second act of Gezel, accomplishes that that as of yet did not occur. That's only true Shinui, or Tavra Shatian. The fact that simply it entered the Rishus Hasheni, in that instance, Kodem Yeush, that would not further the Maisa Gneva or Gzela, and that's Lechora how the Tzos would explain that issue, and according to the Nesivos, Lechora one could argue as well. We mentioned at the very end of the Shir, the Afikayam, Chelak Aleph Simen Chafalef, where the Afikayam quotes Beshem Reb Chaim Hofes Gneva Aleph Yedalet, right? They riot to the Chiddush of the Nesivos, that the Rambam Shita is like the Nesivos, that the Chiv is considered to be Betoras Gneva. And therefore, in cases of Tavro Shasya, even the Chiv Keren, Karen is the Torah's Ganav. And that's why the Ram distinguishes between Mesa Me'aleha as opposed to cases of Tavro Shasya. Even Poshub Shad Narambam, without the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, Poshub Shad Narambam Lachor also is like the Nesivos. Because the Rambam writes in Gneva Aleph Yadal the following case. Let's assume it was Yukra Bezula. It was worth two originally, and now it's worth four. B'shasa Gneva is worth two, the Rambam writes. B'shasa Marabedin it's worth arba. The Rambam writes in Shachar, or Machar, or Shavar HaKli. I understand, Tvicha Mechira, but even if he breaks the Kli. So the Rambam writes, then you pay Kefel in Dalet Vehei, Kishas Hamada Badin. So the Rambam adds the following Chiddush, that if a person will break the Kli, the Chi of Kefel is Bishas Hamada Badin. The Chi of Kefel is Bishas Hamada Badin. Isn't that also a Raya? That the Rambam is assuming that this is within the parsha of Gneva. After all, if you will argue that Tavro Shasi is Chayiv B'Toras Ganav, you understand very well that there's a Chiyuv Kefel. But if you will argue, as the Tzos maintains, that that is B'Toras Mazik, is it possible to have a Chiyuv Kefel B'Toras Mazik? And yet the Rambam writes, if you steal something, and then Tavro Shasi, you break it, you pay Kefel, and if there's a fluctuation in the price, Yukra, the price rises, you're going to pay Kefel based on the Shas Hamad Abedin. Isn't that a clear indicator? That if Shavar HaKli, Kefel is Arva, that means the Chiyuv is Betoras Ganav. That must be the Rambam Shita. And the Chor, this is the Rambam Lashitas, which was mentioned a few moments ago, that Megunav Mesayish is a Ptur Kefel, but nonetheless, there still is a Chiyuv Keren, B'Toras Gneva. So therefore, you understand very well how, in fact, that is possible. According to the Rambam, Pashub Shah, like the Nesivos Hashita, against the view of the Ktos. Okay. The Ktos continues and writes the following. In this case, where may Kar Shavya Zuzza, Ar Gemara, So Shavya Dalet, if Tavro Shasta Mishalim Dalet, that's true, according to the Ktos, B'Toras Nazik. If it from a Mela, then all you have to do is Mishalim Zuzim. So the Ktsos writes the following Chiddush. This must be, as I maintain. Why? Because if you assume that the Chiyuve Gneva will continue, so what was that case of it from a Mela? True, you didn't break the Chepetz. It broke by itself, I understand. But wait a second. But after the market price went up, what happened? Didn't you handle the chepetz? Or the Ktsos writes, even if you didn't handle the chepetz, harei bechatzero, where's this chepetz? Right, it's simply in your home, it's in your chatzer. And therefore, b'chol shata v'shata gazle. And therefore, the maisa gzela continues. The maisa gzela continues. So therefore the Ktsos writes, if that's true, why shouldn't you have to pay arba? What do you mean you pay kishas hagzela? Isn't there a fluid act of gezel? Because after all, the chatzer is kona, and therefore even after the price went up, the chalos gezel or gneva continues, and therefore, since there was a maisa gneva, shouldn't one argue that you should be chayiv dalet even in itva me'elo? So therefore, the Ksos writes, you see, that must be as I argue, that that's not true. Geneva, by its definition, is only beguna of mibeis ha'ish. Behotzias ha'chefetz mishus ha'vailin. Once that occurred, there's no longer a possibility of any chiyuv b'taras ganav. Anything subsequently is only b'taras mazik. Because if there is a lasting geneva, the geneva continues, it's fluid, and therefore, since the geneva continued, la'achar shenityachru, you should pay dalit, even in a case of it's farameim. That's the chiddush of the ksel. So lamai, since already the gzela occurred, it's already ina b'shusa shalaniksa, you can never be chai b'taras ganav gazlan, and therefore you understand, it farameim is not a maisa hezek, and therefore, mishalim kishas hageneva. Okay. The Ksos goes a step further and tells us that that means, as we mentioned, that there's no chiyuv kefa, there's no chiyuv keren, and even further, there's no iser of geneva or gzeila. It is completely paka, there's only meguna mibeis ha'ish. We pointed out the difficulty, if that's true, so is that allowed? Is it mutter l'chatchila for the ganav sheni to seize the chayfetz from the ganav rishon? I understand that there's an iser of tavi shaseh, because Pashup Shat there is an Isser Mazik. No, not so clear. It's a fascinating Ha'ara. You go throughout the entire Masechta. The Gemara never spells out explicitly what the Isser Hezek is, but we assume that there is an Isser of Hezek. So obviously, Tavra Shasi is considered to be Aser. But is Lekicha Sachet is Aser? What's wrong with that? According to the Ksos, it's not even an Isser Gneva. Not Gneva, not Gzela, it's not Mazik. So what exactly is this? Imre Moshe suggests an interesting Kiddush according to the Tzos. This is found again in Simon Lamed Beis. This is an Os Mem Aleph, where the Imre Moshe writes that perhaps it is a function of Hashavas Aveda. A very great Kiddush. The Gan of Rishon still has a mitzvah Hashava. For him, right, there's the Chiyuv of Hashavas Agneva. The Heshiv is Agzela Shagoza. Good, the person, the Sheni, is not a Mazik, he's not a Ganav, but certainly the Chayfith is Eno Shalo, so therefore to do that which would prevent the Baal HaChayfith from securing his Chayfith, preventing its return, so Chiddush and Rosh suggests he violates the essay of Hashavas Aveda. You have a Chayfith which is a B'makom Hefker. If I were to take it and not return it, in such an instance, I'm a vatal the mitzvah sashava, hashava saveda, who had the name Moshe writes the Gan of Sheni according to the Ktos. It's not an Isser of Gneva, it's not an Isser of Mazik, but he is mevatal the essay, the hashava, perhaps it would not be possible in a particular case. He didn't violate an Isser Hezek, didn't violate an Isser of Gneva Gzeva. He simply was doing that which prevents any possibility of hashava, even if the Gan of Harish would want to return the chayfetz, he can no longer go ahead and do so. That raya of the Ktos writes, you must assume what I'm telling you is true, because harehi b'chatzeiro, and therefore b'kol shata v'shata, in such a case, there is an iser of geneva and gzeva, elamai, not here, because it wasn't pagunah mibeis ha'ish. Is that raya such a clear raya? Pashup shav, this is so simple. What the Ktos himself writes much later on. If you look in the Ktos in Simen Shin Mem Ches, Sifkat and Beis, the Ktos writes the following Kiddush. The only time we assume that a person is a Ganav or a Gazlan with Chayiv Va'onsin is only if there is a Maisa Gneva or a Maisa Gneva. That's what the Ktos assumes. It is not merely sufficient to be Kona Echefet. If a person is Kona Shalokidin, but no, it is necessary to have, right, a Maisa Gneva, a Maisa Gzela. If, for example, nichnasa l'chatzero miyatzma, let's assume someone else's chayfetz, right, just simply enters my chatzer. Even if I would clearly desire that my chatzer should be kone, lafuke miyad bal hachayfetz, in such a case, the Ktos writes that that is not called a maisa gneva, a maisa gzela, and in such a case, there is no chiyuv onsin in that instance. for the Ketzelos himself writes. Choshem Shat, that's against the Ketzelos. Here the Ketzelos writes the following: if you will argue that there's any form of Gnev or Gzev that continues, so how can you say that he only pays one? In a case of Yukra, he should pay Dalet because Kol Shate V'Shate Gazle, because the Gezel is fluid, it continues, and therefore it's as though that there was an active Gezel that occurred after the Chafetz was already Shavu Dalet. The Ketzelos writes in Shin Mem Ches, that certainly is not true. In order even to have a Chi of Onsin, the Ketzelos writes a Chiddush, you need, right, a Maisa Gneva. And the Ketzelos is Nidayik from Rashi, but Metzi and Daf Yudim Beis. Because in such a case of Nichnacha Chatzerim, if your Chafetz falls into my Chatzer, where the Gemara says that I am Chayiv, after all, that's the whole Makar the Gemara says of a Kinyan Chatzer. Ibimatzi Simase Biyada. The Gemara says it's Ayyadei Yad, it's Ayyadei Chatzer, you know the Sugya debates, how Chatzer is Makonim, Midin Shlichus, Midin Yad. Your chaser can be kone, and that results in gneva, chayav onsin. Rashi adds the following: nichnas al chaseiro, it enters the chaser, and then Rashi says v'na'al hadelas legozla. Why is it necessary? V'na'al hadelas legozla. Why does Rashi add that? Or why does Tosos write in Ardav samachay shicha b'mako that you did something? The Ketzelos maintains it's because in order to be chayiv mishum gana for gazlan, it's necessary to have a maisa gneva or a maisa gzeva. In light of that Ketzelos, so therefore the raya that Ketzelos brings in Siman Lamed Aleph, there's no raya whatsoever. You're not going to be chayiv me'elav just because the chayfet happens to be in your home. Even if you should argue, as the Nesivos does, that it's possible still to have a chiyuv b'toras gana, but that requires some maisa gneva, tavor shasya. The fact that the chayfetz is still b'shuscha, that is not considered to be a new maisa gneva, and therefore you would not be chayiv. And therefore you would pay only a single zuz, g'shasa gneva. The Ketzelos does not discuss why this should be true. Why am I signefer? Why am I signezel is necessary? He just writes, when you look at Rashi, it's clear. Nichnas al chatzero is insufficient. You require no hadeles. That the balabayis does something. Some form of a maisignefer. On what basis is this true? Why should that be the case? Is there any makar? So one perhaps could suggest the following. Maybe this is derived from the entire parsha of Toin Tanis Ganav. Toin Tanis Ganav is also Chayiv. The Torah is Ganav and he's Chayiv, right? Kefil. But interestingly, that is a separate Pasuk. A separate Pasuk. And that has certain Hagdaros. That's only Ayyid Eshua. And it has to be Badafka Toin Tanis Ganav. What happens if it's Toin Tanis Ava? That halacha does not apply. So I'll ask you a very simple thing. Why should that be true? Why should Toin Tanis Ganav be only Chayiv Ayyadei Shvua? And why should Toin Tanis Ava be Potter? In such a case, isn't it clear that if I am Toin Tanis Ganav, I am being machzik in the Chayfet Shalok Kedin? A Shomer is watching the Chayfet. And he has it hidden in his house and he claims something happened to it and he's holding on to it in order that the Bala Chayfet should not be able to access? Isn't it obvious that that's Chayv HaTaras Ganav? Why is it necessary to have a Pasuk? And why is it only Ayyadei Shvua? And why is it only Toin Tanis Ganav and Toin Tanis Ava? Maybe it's exactly for this reason. Because you can't have, generally speaking, a Chayv HaTaras Ganav without a formal Maisa Gneva. Here, when it comes to a Shomer's Hetera Aslur, she'll say, he didn't seize the chayfet. And therefore, there's an entire parsha of Toin Tanis Ganav. Despite the fact that this would not conform to normal chiyuv gneva, here you're chayiv, but the chiyuv is only under a clear set circumstance. Only Ayyadei Shvua. Only in Toin Tanis Ganav, not Toin Tanis Ava. In Toin Tanis Ava, I'm not depriving the Bala chayfet of that which is his, but nonetheless, one is not chayiv. You don't just simply assume that since I was kofar, mash and tafas yadi, in such a case, automatically, I'm considered to be chayiv. Even a further issue, the sugi we touched on earlier, kuf peyim adayim. Rav Sheshe says that kofra b'pikadam, naslav gazan b'chai b'onsin. Kofra b'pikadam is considered to be chai, but why is that true? Again, the Gemara quotes the pasuk, b'kichesh. Akzeras akasa, b'kichesh b'anisa tells us that kfira alone at times can create the chai b'onsin. Again, the impression you get from the Gemara is misvara. The starting point would have been that one is not necessarily chayim, even though certainly that he is holding the chefesh shelo kedin, but he wouldn't have all dinei ganav if not for the pasuk that tells us that no kofra b'pikadam, right, is chayiv onsin, and that's the pasuk of the kichesh. In fact, Imre Moshe suggests a very interesting split. There are some on the base, but this is against itself. If it's in fact true that you require a Maisa Gneva in order to be Chayiv, so how is it that Kofra Pikadon is Chayiv? Okay, maybe one could argue, Enochinami, he had no sentence. That's why the Torah requires a separate Xeris HaKosov. This does not conform generally. But is that really the case? Just a Yotzim and HaKlal, the Apostle? Or one argue, no, that's not true. Kim Rosh suggests the following Kiddush in Lamed Beis. This is an Os Beis. Very Medeik in the Gemara. HaKofra Pikad Nasma Gazlan V'Chayiv Ba'onsin. Chayiv Ba'onsin. What does the Gemara mean by chai bonsin? You're a ganav. A ganav has a series of halakos. A ganav can be chayiv kefel and dalet behei and chayiv bonsin. That certainly is true. Why does the Gemara say bedavka? Kof because nas l'gai v'chayiv bonsin. Ramosa suggests the following diuk. That kofra b'pikadon is only chayav onsin, but there is no chiyav kefil at all. There is no chiyav kefil. The Rosh Hashanah is the dafka nakas. Kofra b'pikadon asla gazlan v'chayav onsin. However, when it comes to kefil, that's true. Kefil requires a ma'isa gneva. That's the chiddush that pasuk of a kichesh. One could be a ganav with merely a chiyav onsin. One could be a ganav, right, who, right, by yigzvas achanis b'yad hamitzrim, a maisa gneva, and therefore there's a potential chiyuv kefil. And ein achinami, maybe the chiddush Rosh Hashanah is that kofra pikadam is not a ganav l'kol hadvarim. We learn Sanhedrin, right? So we discussed this, right, the opening Rashi Maseches Sanhedrin, right? The Torah tells us when it comes to gzeilos v'chavalos, when it comes to gzeila, gazlan, you require mumchim. So Rashi writes the following, kofra b'pikadam, and then Rashi adds, demisha sholach v'yad, havi gazlan. You're kofra b'pikadam, and if you're sholach yad, you're a gazlan, and therefore you require three mumchim. The obvious difficulty, that's what the Rav Haner raised, right? You need shlichus yad. Shlichus yad, of course, is a maisa gzeila, maisa gneva. But you don't require shlichus yad. Kofra b'pikadon alone is good enough. Ad kadei kach, the Rav Haner suggests a different gear in Rashi. Kofra b'pikadon only shesholach v'yad, not dimi shesholach v'yad. Kofra b'pikadon itself is the kagana of a gazman. Part of the teretz of Rashi, the chor is a chiddush. That one is not the gazman chol hadvarim merely al yedei kfira. Kofra b'pikadon, there's no dalet v'hei, there's no chiyuv kefel. But there's a chiyuv onsin. Rashi apparently is telling the following chiddush: the type of gazlan that requires mumchim is the gazlan l'chol hadvarim, where there was a ma'isa gzeila, not just simply al yedei kfira alone, despite the fact there is such a chiyuv. And misvara, you can understand the distinction of the Imre Moshe. We pointed out earlier that chiyuv onsin goes hand in hand with kinyan. kinyan does not always require, right, a maisa kinyan. We just discussed chaser. The chayfetz rolls into your chaser, you could be kohen. If chiyuv onsen goes hand in hand with kinyan, so therefore one could envision that if you are kohen, oyde chaser, so in such a case you're chayuv onsen. However, when it comes to chiyuv kefil, which is a knas, maybe one could argue that the knas of kefil is only when there is no vert, maisa gneiva, not just simply when something enters someone's rishus and creates a chiyuv onsen. So Imir Moshe suggests a fascinating chiddush. That kofru pikadam, no ma'isa gneiva, there's a chiyuv onsen, but there is no chiyuv kefa whatsoever. The ktzos clearly is assuming that's not true. Right, the ktzos in Simen Lamed Aleph, that's again, since he mentioned the ktzos in Simen Shem Emches, one could certainly be matcha the kasha the ktzos. But we don't assume that all of a sudden now that one should be mishalim dalit in such an instance. If there was no Maisig Neivra, Maisig Zeil that occurred at all. Furthermore, the Ktos assumes that the Isser Gneiv and Isser Gzeila is only if a person is motzid mechefetz mirshus habaylim, and not if you take the chefetz mirshus haganav, gonav min haganav. And if you do, there's no Isser. If you do, there isn't even a chiyuv. There isn't even a chiyuv onsen. And Pashup Shat, when you look in the Nesivis, you get the impression that Nesivis agrees with this. Because you didn't do anything to further the Maisa Gneiva. One certainly could disagree, and this is what the Chazon Ish assumes. Pan Baba Kam in Simen Tez Zayin, Sivkot in Zayin. That in the case of Gonav Min Haganav, there certainly is an Isser of Gneiva. There certainly is a chiyuv onsen. Gonav min haganav is patur from kefil. Kefil requires v'gonav mibeis ha'ish. But if it's mibeis haganav, there's a ptur kefil, there's a ptur dalet ve'ei. But there certainly is an isser in those cases. Rav Sameach assumes the same in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Gneiva as well. What is the basis of that machlokes, whether gonav min haganav is chayiv b'toras ganav? Even though everybody agrees it's a ptur kefil, but does it mean it's a hafkah? It's out of now the parsha of gneiva, does it mean no? It didn't meet the requirement of an overt ma'isa gneiva with the chayiv kefil. Perhaps this machlokes to an extent is based on the following. If you look in the Evan Ha'ozel, a different context, the Evan Ha'ozel Hilchos Gneiva, per gimel halacha tez zayin, raises the following chakira. What is the hagdara of gneiva and gzeiva? Is it the hotzas hachefetz mirshus habaylim? That's how we would define gneiva gzeiva. Or gneiva gzeiva is simply, right, hachzakas hachefetz and shelo kedin. If I illicitly possess a chefetz, I refuse to surrender it, and I'm not entitled to do so, that itself is considered to be gneiva or gzeila. Devina also writes that perhaps this is dependent on the sugyan ksuvas and daf lamed aleph mabeis, whether one would be chayiv if one does a meshicha lirishus harabim. Meshicha is kone if I'm moshech the chefetz l'rishusi. So if I take your chefetz and I bring it into my rishus, I am kone. What about if I do a maisa meshicha l'rishus harabim? Am I chayiv b'toras ganav? So Ravina writes in that Gemara that even though meshicha is not kone b'rishus harabim, It's true, the chayfetz is not fully yours, but nonetheless, your chayiv already bones in b'taras ganav. And Tosus explains the Ramaschil over Rishus that le'inyan gneva ikar hadavar hu hotsam Rishus b'aylim. It's true you didn't do the formal kinyan mashiach in a way that you would be konen, but yet certainly you were motzi the chayfetz Rishus b'aylim. And therefore, a maisa meshicha, even a rishus harabim, is considered to be significant. Eben Ozel writes that the chor of this issue is it sufficient that a person is moti the chayfetz rishus b'aylim, or is it not? To an extent, this gufa is the basis of the chiddush of Ktzos. The Ktzos is assuming that one cannot be a ganav unless one is moti the chayfetz rishus harabim. And therefore, in a case of gonif min haganav, I did not do that. The ganav rishon is not the bala chayfetz. As far as the original bala is concerned, the chayfetz was already in reshuso. So therefore, if the definition of gnev or gzeilus hotzos ha-chayfetz mirashus ha-bailim, in such case, you'll never have that in gonif min haganav. So therefore, there's never a possibility of being chayiv, unless you're chayiv b'taras mazik, tavro shasya. Achima. Pashup Shad, one would argue, according to the Chazon Ish's view, according to our Samech, that certainly is not true. Even Hachzokas HaChefer Shelo Kedin is considered to be an act of Gneva. And therefore, even if I take it from the Ganav Rishon, but if I am attempting to maintain Bailus, ownership of the Chefer Shelo Kedin, in such a case for that itself, you're Chayim. And therefore there's a chiyuv onsin, there's a chiyuv karen. It's true, there's no chiyuv kefil or dalet v'hei. That requires hotzos ha-chefetz, mishus ha-bailim. So the Eben Rosh suggests the following chiddush. That the kasha of the ktzos, one certainly could be doche. Keifa requires a clear maisa gneva. However, when a chayav onsen was considered to be a ganav, even b'li maisa. For example, al yedei kinyan chatzer. And therefore, the Moshe writes in those bays, gam benichnas lachatzeru v'lo na'al chayav onsen. If that is the case, then what about Itzvah Mamela? So Itzvah Mamela, here, that is not a new Maisik Nev or Maisik Zer at all. Kfar Munach Etzlo, the Chepos is ready as Rishus. There isn't any Hosafas Gneva Mehabalim. And therefore, obviously, you're going to pay Kishasa Gneva. However, if there was an after being Otzim Rishus Balim, for example, that it entered my Chatzim, and I was Kona, so of course, all your days I become a Ganav. Even if Kefa requires a Maisa Gnela, Maisa Gzaila. So the Ktzos writes that again, that a Maisa is necessary even for Chiyav Onsin. And there Moshe writes, but no, this is a detail within Karen, and Kefa. So we're Kefa, but Karen, of course, one will be Chayim. The Menachas Chinuch raises this issue in Mitzvah Nun Dalid. And Chassinach raises the following: is it possible to become a ganav who is chayav onsin through a kinyan chatzer? So it refers you to the Gemara of Metzida, Afyurim Abayis, in Himatzei Simatzei Biyadav, the ribui in the pasuk, telling us that yes, of course, that is considered to be the case. This is only if it is a chatzer ha-mishtameres. If it's a chatzer she'eno mishtameres, then there is no kinyan chatzer at all, and in such a case, one would not be chayiv. However, Menchasina goes a step further and suggests a very great chiddush that one could be chayiv b'toras ganav even if the chayfetz enters his chatzer, which is eino mishtameres. In a case where a person intends that his chatzar should in fact be kona, lafukim rishus vaylin, in such a case, one could be chayim. How is that possible? How could one argue that even in such an instance, one is chayim in a chatzar she'ino mishtemeret? So Mechassina tells us the following. The Sugin Bav Metzia, Daf Yabez Amid Aleph, raises the following question. A person has a chatzar she'ino mishtemeret. So if a Dvar Hefker happens to roll in, I'm not kona. But if I own a particular chayfetz, and I place it in your chatzar she'ino mishtemeret, that you should be kona, then I am kona. So the Gemara says, why should it make a difference? Whether it was a Dvar Hefker, a piece of fruit broke off of a branch and rolled into your chatzar, as opposed to a case where someone consciously placed it in your chatzar she'ino mishtemeret. So that is the place in Shas where the Gemara says there's a big difference. In the first case was mamash dvar hefker. In the second case, das acheres makne. Das acheres makne. That's where the Gemara uses that phrase, das acheres makne. You're familiar with the Tosfos and Sanhedrin, Samaches Madeis, where Tosfos writes that this is the Yesod B'chol HaTorah Kula, das acheres makne. To the extent that Tosfos writes that if you have das makne, you don't even require das kone. And even though a katan cannot be kone independently, if a gadol will give something to a katan, it is his midaraisa. Das acheres makne. Is that really true? Is that what the Gemara means? Das acheres makne. That's what Tosfos assumes. A very great chiddush. B'makom sheyesh das kone, you don't require das makne. You don't require das kone. And who had the name when it comes to a case of a katan? If you look in Shita Mekubetzes about Metzia and Daf Yud Beis, Shita Mekubetzes tries that the Gemara means something else entirely. Everybody agrees that the only time you can have a Kinyan Chatzar is if it's a Chatzar HaMishtemeret. But the Shita Mekubetzes writes, the Halacha, Hashkafa, the fascinating possibility. There are different ways that you can create a Chatzar HaMishtemeret. One way of having a Chatzar HaMishtemeret is simply, right, it's fenced. No one else has access. The other way of creating a chatzar mishtemeres is mishtemeres al pidin. No one else has access. When a piece of fruit rolls into the yard, it's a dvar hefker. Anyone can be zocher. If I have an object and I place it in your chatzar, you should be kona. What, a third party can come and take it? Well, of course not. He'll be Nisr of Gezel. Third party can't take it. So it's a chatzar mishtemeres al pidin, because I am only giving it to you. I'm not giving it to anyone else. That's what the Gemara means, das acheres makne. Since das acheres makne, I am only makne l'chefetz to you, it's mishtemeres l'halacha. If that's true, that's shita kobetzes, so therefore there's no makar for this broader concept of das acheres makne. That's not what the Gemara means. Das acheres makne is a detail within how you define a chatzar mishtemeres, chatzar mishtemeres. Can a katan acquire something if a gadol gives it to him? There's nothing at all to do with that phrase of the Gemara, das acheres makne. That's what the Shachar example points out in the halacha. We don't accept the Shacharites, das acheres makne, because we don't interpret the Tosfos, the Gemara's Tosfos, to assume you have das makne and require das kone. And the Gemara is telling us a detail that this something is called a chatzar mishtemeres. That's the phrase in the Medrash when it comes to Dinei Nidav, Suga Bishoshani. What does that mean? Sometimes you can create a barrier physically, sometimes there can be a Suga Bishoshani, like a very flimsy hedge, but it serves as, right, a impenetrable barrier, because Lahalacha, Halacha says, sometimes this is Asr, sometimes this is Mutter. That's what the Shidduk Vetzis writes, details in Chatzar Mishtemeres. Okay. In Chesrina Chreitz, Namli Uvulchidish, right, and that is that this should be an equivalent case of chatzar hamishtemeres, because since in these particular cases where you're dealing with gneva and gzela and there is an iser of gezel, no one has access to the chayfetz. No one has access to the chayfetz. It's not like a dvar hefker that anyone can come be zocher. it's like Das Acharis Matneh. No one has access, no one has the right to seize this chayfetz. And therefore, right, if I will illicitly have in mind to be kona through my chatzah sheni mishtameres, that is a kinyan chatzah. The only reason you need mishtameres is limnoa in order to prevent others from access. Here, mahalacha, no one else has access, like in the case of Das Acharis Matneh. It's a very great chiddush. The case in the Kama Baba Metzia, where we argue Das Acharis creates the Setz Achatz Mishtameres, it means that it's Mishtameres Lekona and it's Asur Lekuli Alma. Here, the Isser Gezel, Isser Gneva, posits an Isser Kinyan Lekuli Alma. There's no additional right that you have over anyone else. It's Asur Lekuli Alma. It's a great Kiddush to assume that that should occur in that instance. But that's the further chiddush, even if one should assume that the kinyan chatzah results in a chiyuv onsin. In chasin achrayis, one could argue that applies even to an instance of a chatzah she'eino mishtameres. If you look in the Ramban above the Tzian, this is found on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the Ramban raises a very critical kasha. Our Gemara, itzvar memela, mishalem zuza. You pay a single zuz, you misham kim me'ikara. Why is that true? The Ramban writes, a gana for a gazlan is chayav onsin. So why isn't he chayav for the onus that occurred when the chayfetz broke? That's Ramban's kasha. It was itfar memela. So good it was itfar memela. But a gana for a gazlan is chayav onsin. So if I smash it, then I'm chayiv dalet. If it was itzmar memela, I'm only chayiv one. Why? You're chayiv onsin. Why should that be true? The Ramban goes a step further. What would halacha be in the case of a shoel? A shoel goes ahead and borrows a chayfet, and while it is in his possession, the price fluctuates. So it was worth one, and now it's worth considerably more. He borrowed it for a longer measure of time. Ramban, isn't it obvious that if an onus will occur, the shoel is obligated to pay kishasa onus? It's chayv onsin. What, kishasa eila? Why would you say it pays kishasa eila? He's chayv onsin, so whenever the onus occurs, the onus is just like tav rishasya. If a person is pater onsin, understand. But if you're chayv for tav rishasya and you're chayv for onsin, why should it make any difference to Ramban writes how in fact it broke? That's the kasha that Ramban raises. The Ramban answers as follows. When it comes to a shoel, the chiyuv onsin is only b'shash shvuro mesa. That's why the shivui hachefes is determined b'shash onus. So as we pointed out, that generally speaking, chiyuv onsin goes hand in hand with kinyanim. The shoel has a full kinyan, b'shash she'ela, that you'll argue you should pay at the time of the hafkada, not at the time of the onus. Ramban, that's not true, that ad hashta, until the onus occurs, b'shusay devare, the chayfetz belongs to the baal chayfetz. Would you say that applies to cases of a shomer? Of course not. The Baal HaChefetz, the Mashiel, could sell the Chefetz, he could be Matish the Chefetz. So he still maintains the full status of Vailim, Shali and Breshusi. If there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin, when it comes to the case of a Shoel, that is determined b'shash shvuro mesa. Mashenki, when it comes to a case of a gana for a gazlan, there the Ramban writes that nafkalim reshus bailim me'ikara. The chiyuv that the gana for a gazlan has is mishas hamashicha. He's kone at that point. it's already Eino Birshus Hashon Nigzal B'Shas HaGzeila. So therefore, that the Tashlum will be B'Shas HaGzeila. The Ritva goes as far as to assume, and that's Zugya. The language of the Ritva is that a Gazlan and a Ganav has Kinyanim, as we discussed. And the Kinyanim are Mishas Gneva, Mishas Gzeila. The Ritva writes, when it comes to a Shoel, no Kanakal. A Shoel does not have Kinyanim Bechefza. No Afgim Rishus Bailim. Not that the Shoel owns, it's not a Mechira Lizman. The Shoel has certain rights, no doubt, the Schus Yishtamshus, but he is not considered to be Bala Chefetz at all. Lo Af Gim Rishus Bailim. So therefore, if there's any Chiyuv, the Chiyuv emanates from the Shas Shvura Mesa, not from the Shas HaHafkadah. The Shas HaHafkadah, when it comes to a Shoel, does not grant him a Din Bailus whatsoever. Even though we pointed out that the Shoel is Chayav Onsin, and I already mentioned that also in Afir Aleph Amar Aleph, that normally speaking, Chayav Onsin goes hand in hand with Din Bailus. After all, what did the Torah intend that you should do? Prevent Onis. One perhaps could split in the following sense. That's certainly true when it comes to a Gana for a Gazlan. The Chayav Onsin is a function of Kinyanim. Do you have to argue that that's true when it comes to a Shoel? That the Chiyuv Onsin is a function of Kinyanim? Not necessarily. The Ritva writes that a Shoel al Kanaklau. He doesn't have Kinyanim at all. Well, if he doesn't have Kinyanim, how is it possible that he is Chayiv in a case of Ones? What was he supposed to do? Prevent Ones from occurring? The answer, Pashup Shat, is the following. We've discussed this Hagdar in earlier Shiurim. That there's a fundamental difference between a shibud that the Torah imposes as opposed to what we term the hischaivos midas. When it comes to the entire parsha, sashomrim, why is it that you are chayiv? You're chayiv as a function of hischaivos midas. Those were the terms of the deal. You agreed. Not necessarily because you were posheya in your chiyuv and shmira, simply because you agreed. You were very happy that I'm lending you the chefetz. You desperately needed it, and you appreciate the favor. And you took upon yourself to restore the chefetz, to return it to me, regardless of what should occur, even if it was beyond any fault of your own. You can't argue that when it comes to a ganav. But a ganav steals it with a certain understanding, in Yischaivos Midas. Certainly is not the case. The fact that a ganav d'schayim ha'onsin is a shibud, that's a Torah imposed obligation. That's not true when it comes to cases of shomrim. The Gemara writes about Metzion, that Sadi Dalin, that the dinei shmira are subject to a tenai. The Torah gives us some framework to work with. What happens if you want to change that? Well, of course you can change it. I can be a Shomer Sachar, and I can tell the Baal HaChefetz that, you know what? I don't want to be Chayiv. Gneva Aveda. You're going away. You want me to take care of your things. It's going to take me a lot of time. You have to pay me. But I don't want to Chayiv. Gneva Aveda. And you, the Baal HaChefetz, say, fine. So the Mishnah says, of course that's good. Mas the Shomer Sachar. You can make such a Tanai. So the Gemara asks, stand above me, team. That's not even. What do you mean? Isn't that Masna Mashakasa Batorah? Isn't that just like Hariat Mukadeshasli? Amanash Shemachai Shirksus Vahoma? We discussed last year. You can't do that. So what right do you have to assume? Fine, I'll be a Shomer, but with different dinim. So the Gemara answer, Shmir is very different. Me'ikara lo shibed nafshin. You never agreed to more. So what exactly does that mean? You never agreed to more. That's the kash that Tosus raises in Suvas Neflin Pav. You never agreed to more. The same thing is when it comes to issues. You never agreed to more. I said to the woman, Haret Mukadeshusli, I'm not Shema Chayshir Sasona, I take or leave it. I never agreed to more. So Tosus writes, Neflin Pav in the days, That's a very fundamental distinction. You are not chayiv in sherksus va'ona out of the goodness of your heart. This is a Torah imposed shibud. A Torah imposed shibud, you can't call the shots. That's matzah mashakasa b'Torah. When it comes to shomrim, Tosas, that's not the case. That's a yischavus midas. But what the Torah says, you're not allowed to do so. You must be this type of shomer. You can't be that type of shomer. Let's assume you take upon yourself to be a shomer chinam and you say, I'll be chayv in gerim aveda. The Torah will step in and say, you're not allowed to do that. Mecha teisim. The Torah gives you various options, but it's yischavus midas. And there are many differences, as we'll see in the Sugya Dafayin, between a shibud as opposed to yischavus midas. You don't have to assume that the chiyuv onsin of a shoel is comparable to a chiyuv onsin of a gana for a gazma. A gana for a gazma, Torah imposes a chiyuv onsin as a shibud. That goes hand in hand with kinyanim. If you're dealing with yischavus midas, the person has the right to do that. He can be machayiv himself. He can be masneh. There's a fascinating view in Shita Mekubetzes, and that Mishnah about Metziah Daf Tzayid Aleph and Aleph. When the Mishnah tells us a Shomer can be Masna, it mentions a Shomer Sachar can be Masna, to be potter from Gneva Vaveda. It mentions a Shomer Chinam could make a Tznai, that I'm not going to make a Shvua. And when you come back and ask me what happened, if I tell you it was stolen, you have to believe me. You can't schlep me into Bezdin and enforce a Shvua Daraisa. I have no interest in doing that. The Shita Kabbashis makes the following ha'ara, that the Mishnah does not say that a shomer chinam can make a tnai that will be putter in cases of shia. Maybe there you wouldn't allow a tnai. Maybe that's called nashon hashakas v'torah. I just bring this up because of the Rambam that we had, right? Maybe that's exactly beautiful according to the Rambam Shita, poshia maziku. What does poshia maziku mean? That's not yischavus midas. Maybe the Torah says that if you're going to abuse the right of Shmira, that's a shimu that the Torah imposes. And that's not subject to any tznai. The Torah says, look, there's a minimum that we insist that you do. Cannot be posheya. Above and beyond that, that's up to the two of you. If that's true, it's beautiful meduya, that when the Mishnah mentions the cases of tznai, it mentions that above and beyond, bear pshia. How do you know whether something's a shibud, or how do you know whether something is? Right? The yischavus midas. What's the difference in kedushin as opposed to these other instances? If you look in the Ramban, it's Sefer Mitzvos, from the very end of the Sefer Mitzvos, in the Hosafos. So the mitzvah sheshacho harav. Right? It's on the last week's parsha, Luyuchel Avaker. Everyone doesn't count that as love. Luyuchel Avaker. Ramban is trouble. That's allowed. You can't deprive the Bechor of Pishnayim. Why is it the Rambam who admits that? The Rambam discusses in the course of that issue cases of Masna and Masna Mashakas of the Torah. The Rambam writes the following Chiddush, very interesting, that you know what? One of the key issues is whether there's an Isser. Is there an Isser? If a person deprives his wife of Shirksus Vona, there's an Isser. The Torah says, Lo Yigra, there's an Isser. You can't play with that. Let's assume, for example, right, you'd be a Shomer Chinam and you're willing to be Chayiv in Gerim Aveda. That's an Isser. And the Parshas Hashem, the Torah, creates an Isser. You can only do this and you can't do that. And Ramban writes, the Torah says, you can't do that. So the Torah doesn't pass it an Isser. So therefore, that's not called Nasa Mashas Tasa B'Torah. Then it's subject to the terms of your agreement. We assume, barring any explicit agreement, that this is the halacha of a shomer chinam, this is the halacha of a shomer sachar. Anyway, for our purposes though, the fact that a shol is chayav onsin is very different from a ganav. When it comes to a ganav, it's because absolutely nichnas tachas habayim, because of kinyan. When it comes to shol, it's a function of yischavus midas. So therefore, when it comes to a ganav, it's a function of the kinyan, that means the kinyan of kinyan egneva, kinyan egzela, right? That is kishas egzela. When it comes to a shoel, not necessarily true. That was the Schavos Midas of Dini Tashlumin. So therefore, at the time of Shvur Mesa, the time of the Tashlumin, that in fact will be the basis of the Hischaivos. Tosus also points to a distinction between a ganav and a gazan as a shoel of the following. The Mishnah tells us this a little bit earlier in Daf Nun Hay Amud Beis. Hotzihu listin. You have an animal, and robbers come, right? And they remove the animal. So the Mishnah tells us that listin chayavim. Now they are chayiv. Chayiv means they're chayiv for hezek. If they took the animal out of my pen, and the animal now will do damage, they're going to have to pay for the damage that the animal does. So the Gemara says in Daf Nun Vavam Beis, new pshita, isn't that obvious? Kaven daf guhu. So therefore, kavu shesay lechomile. If they went ahead and stole the animal, we're talking about hotzihu legozma, they stole the animal, so therefore, dino kabayalim. So of course they're chayim. So Tosus is bothered. Well, why is that so simple? Tosus writes, that's the Tosus you saw already. The Maskob Sheets of Yitzhamar Tosus says, Uminai the Kavishusayim, where do you see that that's true? Hotzihu Lugozma Ladino Kabailim. And therefore it's obvious if the shore, not that I'm responsible for the shore, if the shore has to pay the Balachepetz, if the shore hurts himself, if the shore does damage, I have to pay for that. Tosus says, why is that so obvious? So Tosa says, look, why don't you argue that it's no different from a shomer? I ask you to watch something. So if the object is broken, you have to pay me. And if the animal does damage, you're responsible. That's your job. You have to see to it the animal does not do so. So Tosa says, me knowing that Kavish is saying, Lekalamemar Tosa says, Dehechi the master of the shomer. Why don't you assume that just like when it comes to a shomer, so too when it comes to a ganav. So Tosfos writes, no, you can't do that. You can't compare these two cases. How can you compare a ganav for a gazan to a case of a shomer? There are cases that a shomer is chayiv and a ganav a gazan is not. Tosfos says, let's say, for example, dealing with peros. And what happens if your kivu b'miktas? Let's say you have peros, and the peros were slightly impaired. They rotted a little bit. They're not the same condition as they were before. That's the sugya of Seiches Mabeis. So a shomer is going to have to be accountable for that. I give you peros that are worth $100 and you give it back to me. Something happened. That was part of your chiyuv shmira. What happens if you're dealing with a case of a ganav or a gazlan? I steal peros and hakiva miktas? No harisha chalafanecha. As long as it wasn't shinin kone, we'll have to see where you draw the line. At some point, we'll say, it's not even Kain Shagana, Kain Shagaza. But barring that, even if it's worth slightly less, Harisha Chalafanecha. So Tosa says, you see that a Gazlan loves Shomeru. You can't assume that this is one halacha. What is true of a Shomer is true of a Gana for a Gazlan. There are times that a Shomer will be Chayiv that a Gana for a Gazlan is not. A God of Ragazan is Kona with the Kovas HaShava. When it comes to a Shoel, very, very different. A Shoel or a Shomim, and he's Chavos Midas, that will determine. And if the understanding of the Shmir is you have to give it back to me in this state, in this condition, anything short of that creates a Chiyu. And one cannot argue if it's true of a Shomer, it's true of a God of Ragazan. So therefore, if Hotziu Listim Listim Chayavim, we don't argue that a ganav for a gazan had a chiyuv shmira, and since you didn't watch the animal, and the animal ran out into damage, obviously the ganav has to pay. So Tosa says, no, it's completely different. The reason the ganav for gazan is five is because of kinyanim. He's kone, he's nichnas tachas habaylim. Not because of an extension of shomrim. Shomrim is yischavos midas, that doesn't apply to a ganav for gazan. There was no implicit agreement that I would watch. You're chayim because you were nichnas tachas habayim. So this is what the Nesivos points out at the beginning of Reish Tzadi Aleph. So it makes perfect sense that the chiyuv tashlumin of the ganav for a gazan is going to be kishas hagzeila. The chiyuv was a function of the kinyanim, kishas hagzeila. unless you're going to argue Tavra Shasi, there's a numachayim. Mazik numachayim of shana b'chet of gnev r'gzela. The fact that a shoel, we wouldn't assume that that's true. Of course not. Chiyuv does not result from kinyanim b'shas hafkada. It results from yischavus midas, right? Where I agreed to cover all losses, which will be determined as normally it is at that time, not at the time of the hafkada. So it's, again, it's an important kash that Rabban raises, right? The difference in gazan as opposed to shoel, right? And the possible terutzim, right? There are kinyanim, there are no kinyanim in these cases, or perhaps a very fundamental difference. And Yischavos Midas, as opposed to like the Shibud, as opposed by the Torah, that Shibud of Nifna Tachas Aban, that's determined right by the Shasayim. If you can, over the next few days, go through that piece, right, in the Imri Moshe, right, deals beautifully with the Sugyas, the Machlokas between the Ketzos and the Sivas, many of the highlights that we've discussed. Okay.